It's time for this week's Chapter Spotlight.
We talk with the South Rowan High School's FFA chapter out of China Grove, North Carolina. That's where Laura Allen serves as the advisor. And to start off today, why don't you tell us a little bit about your chapter?
Our chapter is South Rowan FFA chapter. We are in China Grove, North Carolina. Our county is considered an urban county, but there's still parts of the county that are still very rural. Our community used to be more rural than it is. We really don't have a lot of agriculture kids in our program. Most of the students that we have are at least one, if not two or three or more generations removed from agriculture. This year, our chapter size is we have 221 FFA members, and so we're usually around the 200 mark with how many FFA members that we have.
Now, earlier this year, your chapter received a Food for All grant. Would you tell us about the project that earned you that grant and, of course, all the effort that the students are putting in?
We have actually received this grant this year. For us, will be the fifth time that we've received it. And we applied for the grant just as a way to benefit some groups in our community that were helping people that were in need. And so we have a place called Main Street Mission that's just a couple miles down the road that's in China Grove that donates or gives food to those who are struggling, kind of like a shelter type thing, but it's not a homeless shelter. But people can go there and get food or clothing if they need it. And then there's another program called Unity Mobile Meals that does a Meals on Wheels type program for people in our community, and they have to have donations in order to survive. And so these two groups were in need of healthy food. A lot of the food that's donated is processed, is canned, and they didn't have many healthy food items. So that's why we decided to apply for the grant, so that we could grow the items that they were in dire need of for healthy foods for these folks. We have a 13-acre land lab on our at our school here, and so we're able to grow a garden and use our garden plot for the Food for All grant.
Well, at this point, let's bring in one of your students who's working on that project, Andrew Ayler, who is working with you. Andrew, give us your idea of how much work you've put into this project.
Well, I have actually had several horticulture classes, and so my class, a lot of times, we would go up to the land lab where we have two greenhouses, and we would actually start by using the money. We would plant the seeds, and then we'd work with water them, we'd fertilize them, and we worked to transplant them, move them outside whenever they got big enough, and then, of course, plant them when it was time, and then we worked weeding them, making sure that the water system was still working, making sure that the rats and any other kind of critters weren't messing with them. And so me and my class really involved in actually producing all of the crops. It was really constant work because, of course, the weeds, they just keep coming up and coming up. And in order to get the most efficiency out of the plants, you have to keep the weeds down, make sure that they're getting proper amount of sunlight, proper water, and just try to keep the plants as healthy as possible.
I'm sure it's a great feeling when things are finished to know that you're helping out your community.
Oh, yeah. It felt really good to finally be able to help pick the fruit when it was done and the vegetables, and to be able to take them and know that we're making a big difference in the community.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Let's bring in another student, Miranda Belk. And Miranda, can you tell me what your role is in this project?
Well, I'm actually our chapter's president, and a lot of times I would get all the produce and take them to Main Street Mission, or I would actually, we'd also have chickens that we could get the eggs from, and I have helped package the eggs and then send them to Main Street Missions.
So when you bring a delivery to these folks, what do they have to say?
They always say how grateful they are because, you know, they don't have all this fresh eggs and fresh produce, so that whenever I bring it, they will always be so grateful for what we give.
Because of this, how does your community now look at the chapter?
Well, you know, as most places always want to give to other countries and stuff, but because we give to this, I think a lot of people understand how much we care about our community, and I know a lot of students go to Main Street Mission and need this help.
Well, thanks for joining us, Miranda. Let's go back to their advisor, Laura Allen. And Laura, what do you see your students learning through this process?
Well, I think our students realize that there is poverty in our community. And I know a few years ago we did a hunger initiative program where we had to go out and our students had to do a presentation about hunger and poverty in our community. And I think that really triggered it for some of our officers, where they had to look up the statistics on poverty in our community and how many students were on free and reduced lunch. And I know that our students in the past have also donated Christmas items to students in our school who were benefiting from Main Street Mission. And I think our students just realize that there is a need in our community. And though there are needs across the world, that we have to help each other here too. And so that just really solidified this program and this opportunity. And we keep applying year after year because it is such a good thing for our students to learn about these growing processes and also to learn about helping others and the benefit of helping others. And our community loves it. We have so much support, and the Main Street Mission and Unity Mobile Meals, they enjoy seeing our students, and they enjoy seeing myself and my teaching partner, Mr. Overcash, coming to donate and deliver these items. There's a great need, and they're very grateful.
And finally, I'm sure the program really helps those kids become volunteers throughout their lives.
Yes. And our community does a lot of community service projects. We have monthly community service projects, and we strive to help our students realize that you need to give back, and it's important to give back, and that's something that they can do for the rest of their lives. And in March, every March the last 2 years, what we've done is had students come, and after school we plant in the garden our first crops for the Food for All grant. We started that last year, and so we have them after school. They work during class, and they just really see how they can help in the future. And for some of these kids, they're the ones getting help through programs like Main Street Mission. So, you know, they're getting help from a program that they're also participating in. And so it's a good circle of learning all about agriculture and learning all about helping others.
Well, thanks again. That was Andrew Ayler, Miranda Belk, and their advisor, Laura Allen, from the South Rowan FFA chapter in China Grove, North Carolina, our guest for this week's Chapter Spotlight.